You know, I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why your staff promotes. Tom's the worst of the bunch.
He is. I don't even know what he does for Gas Digital.
I'll tell you what he does, dude. He can turn around and just bang it, swish right into the rim. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The guy's got
I've seen you guys play basketball.
Yeah?
You and Lewis.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm sure a guy making a layup
come get some.
Would shock
Shane,
you.
Talk shit and come get some.
Whoa! Oh,
gun in the butt bet?
Yo, 5-on-5.
Like a 1-on-1? No. Like yo, a fucking...
You and me, 1-on-1.
One, two. I'll me never, and Big J
kill you.
Versus you and Matt.
Kill you guys.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh!
Pick a third. We'll do Dave Smith.
Perfect. Okay.
Hey.
You get to pick a third.
You get to pick a third.
Oh, no, another
the world of comedy. 2-on-2. It's 2-on-2.
Oh, dude, it should be 3-on-3.
NBA Street. Don't try to flake.
They're worried about that extra Jew you're adding.
I'm telling you, when we're playing 21, you're going to be happy it's 3-on-3. We play every week, dude.
Why are you acting like I haven't played basketball?
Dude.
When's the last time you played basketball?
Dude, you don't play basketball.
3 years?
You have no rhythm.
Okay.
Bro, I'm telling you,
we're playing.
I can't wait to drop.
You have no rhythm.
20.
Bro, it's going to be crazy. You want to play?
He's got a gym, right?
In my building, there's an indoor court.
Whoa. That's awesome.
We have to stream it or something.
That'll be fun.
You're going to be devastated, dude.
Shane's nasty in the post.
I literally can't wait to swat you on camera.
Hoping this thing is over quickly. There's nothing more unflattering than watching your friends be unathletic. Lewis starting chance that he doesn't understand. Legion of Skanks going to be on defense first. Matt and Shan taking it up. We're going to 11 by ones and twos.
We're looking for some picks to be set. We need...
Matt McCusker with a shot that's going to rim out. We're going to kick out to Jay. Jay's going to back to Lewis. Lewis under the hoop. That's in and out. That's not even close. Shane Gillis under the hoop. That's good for one. You're going to notice that Matt and Shane have hired some Eastern Europeans to film the game. That's a 3-point from McCusker.
McCusker finding the
range. That's good for two. 3-0. McCusker working it around. Pick set by Gillis. Ooh. Backwards pass. Gillis gets it. Working left handed out of the post.
Thank you.
Tower number 7. That one's fouled.
Lewis is blaming Big J for getting completely lost on the court.
Lewis was tricked like a child. Jay on Shane, one-on-one.
Let's see if the Legion of Skanks guys can assert themselves on offense here.
For three, that's going to be off. Matt with the rebound.
Matt and Shane's ball again here.
It's currently 4-0, Matt and Shane's secret podcast. He's going to try to get him down. Little move, 1-2, and that's going to be.
Shifty move.
Gomez going to take it out. Get it, check it. Side of the key, back behind his back. Oh, out on McCusker. Lewis.
Lewis disputing calls made in his favor.
McCusker going for the infamous Ice Cube triple-double. That's going to be open shot. McCusker in. 6-0.
Nice touch on that jump shot.
Shane Gillis down in the post against Okerson. Left-handed in. That's going to be 7-0.
7-0.
MSSP up 7-0 on LOS.
Getting ugly out here.
7-0, Matt and Shane's secret podcast. Gillis down in the post against Okerson. In and out. That's going to be 8-0.
8-0.
Out to McCusker. Top of the key. McCusker driving in. Got another popping shot. 8-0, Matt and Shane's secret podcast. Shane down in the post.
A little trouble with the scoreboard.
That's
going
to be 9-0. 9-0.
Wow.
Ed Lewis rubbing his newborn head all over Shane Gillis. To the top of the key, McCusker. Woo! 10-0. Matt back to Gillis. Open shot. Got him.
That's the game.
Matt and Shane, secret podcast.
11-0.
Just got slapped around. Woof. Gonna hear about that on the bonfire.
Just hoping to see a little more heart out there from our Legion of Skanks boys.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was a Schneider.
We didn't even talk about the basketball game yet.
I know.
So we'll see, because tonight we're going to go do Legion of Skanks.
Yes.
I pray it goes well.
So do I. I want the best.
Some guys are acting like salty babies.
Yeah, dude.
And I feel like I'm allowed to say that based on the way Jason treated me on the bonfire.
Completely waste of time. Horse shit. It was awful. It was Dave not showing up. Fuck the whole thing.
Did he tell you he was
Shane wanting it to not be a competitive game at all? fucking wrapped the whole thing early. So
he made some good points, dude. I was like, dude, I don't trust him.
Yeah, it's like, look, I love Shane, but he's just not one of those guys I trust at all anymore. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
What the fuck happened?
When the bet was made, was it 3-on-3? Were you like, this is a 3-on-3?
Shane's arguing that it was 2-on-2 to begin with, is the whole thing. But I mean,
that's what him and Lewis were talking about last night.
But we didn't leave the episode with it out of being 3-on-3. It wasn't like we came back another meeting.
That's the only, that's the thing I'm saying is if the bet was 2-on-2, that was the bet. And then did it bump up to 3-on-3 or was the bet made 3-on-3?
The bet was made 3-on-3. But the bet, I'm saying, but the bet with the initial thing we said was the 2-on-2 thing and then it was 3-on-3. It doesn't matter. Listen, it's a fucking basketball game at the end of the day.
Like I was talking with Billy and Spud this weekend. If you get in there and he starts coming at us, which I think he might,
it's possible.
You're a dickhead.
I can't.
You're going to hit him with like, dude, just keep it up, dude. Keep working.
I know.
Like that. I know. Matt's got brother level shit talk.
Yeah.
I got a guy, the guy from the Sixers to make intros for us. It was
which is, by the way,
just bowled
it's
through.
Just funnier now that you've, like you said, it's like in a fight, if you lose, it's still the funniest outcome. So to have like an elaborate announcement like that and to lose 11-0 is very funny.
Everybody, by all means.
It's very funny.
Send me your whatever DMs you're going to send and comments on my post. Have all means at it. Call me sour grapes. Call me a sore loser. I'm not a sore loser. I would have been absolutely fine to lose if we played a game of basketball. That was fucking retarded.
You know how funny that situation
is? I know him.
Is.
He's going to be like, yeah, it's funny, I guess, yeah. And he's like, no, I see it. I understand why it's funny. It's just like, it's just not cool. Like, it'll be like that.
I'm not mad at Shane. It's not a thing. He wrote the thing with me today. He's like, you're upset with me and I don't like that. I love you. You're upset with me. It's like, it's not upset. I'm just like, damn, dude, like a week that could have been a fun thing. Mm-hmm. And choices were made to make sure it wasn't fun. And I guess just for me, it wasn't fun for me. Like
Lewis and Dave are going to agree with us.
Yeah.
Like they're like, this is weird. They're going to be like, this is weird that you're this upset on a bet you made.
Yeah.
Somehow that point's been lost 1,000 times. Somehow he doesn't. Piece that together.
He levied the challenge, and then I think the bet.
Lewis was the one who made the bet.
True.
Lewis goes 2-on-2. Yeah. I was like, are you serious?
You're right, you're right.
$1,000, and Jay goes, oh, absolutely perfect deal.
Yes, I remember that.
And we were supposed to have Matt and Shane on the podcast, but it looks like they didn't show up. Apparently, they were afraid to come and face the music because of their cheap display of horse. Yeah, horse, Jay. Thank you for their horse.
Thank you.
Okay. So, I guess that's that. Wait, oh!
What?
For Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, hey. It is the great Matt McCusker and Shane Gillis, everybody. Hey. Jay has been going through it, to say the least. If you guys did not hear the bonfire.
Oh, I heard it. Broke my heart.
I heard it. First time I've ever heard the bonfire. I heard that half of an episode of it. Not nearly as fun as I thought the bonfire was going to be. Are you over it?
Yes, but I was.
Yes, but.
I believe Matthew McCusker, it was all fine for us having an alternate come in when Dave severely let us down and you held firm. You held firm that it should be 2-on-2.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's the bet.
Bet you shook on like 3 different times? Yeah, that one.
No.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
No.
Are you fucked up?
We walked out of the first episode where we talked about this with Dave
and then
being the third.
Somebody on your team didn't show up and you tried to add somebody good. I knew you would do that. The reason you added Dave is because he's good. You instantly tried to change the bet.
For what?
You blamed everyone else for how this went. The bet you made where you lost.
So what do you mean?
The bet you made that you lost.
When we walked off that first show, it was 3-on-3.
Yeah, you added a guy after we shook on 2-on-2, which was a little shady, but fine.
Okay.
That's fine. And then that guy didn't show up, so let's go back to the 2-on-2, which you shook again.
Who is this guy who didn't show up?
You shook on it again at the gym.
Okay.
I said, look, if we're going to do this for money, we should do the 2-on-2 bet. We can do whatever after. You go, yeah, okay. Shook on it again. Then we did exactly what we told you we were going to do the whole time.
We should have been on a 3-on-3 to have any sort of a competitive game. Lewis doesn't know how to play basketball.
Yeah, you don't know how to play basketball. Fuck you, dude. I rule.
Also, he beat you when you played.
Right.
But the reason we made the bet, I wouldn't make $1,000 gun in the butt bet unless I was certain we would win, which you
There's
shook
no gun
on,
in the
was 2-on-2. I said that initially, but that was wiped off.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's how many guns could I get up my butt?
Because I would never do that.
What?
Put a gun in my ass. I was that certain I would win.
I want to see you free yourself from this burden, man. Yes. Just let it go. It's bad.
I've had a great go.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
Let's have fun.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yo.
For
did
sure.
Did you hear about that
was
trans
I weird
swimmer?
With anybody when I came
I'm not friends with anybody anymore. I'm fine.
No. Here's the thing.
Was
Jay,
I weird with anybody
no,
when
you
I
weren't, Jay. Can I defend
yes,
you right
went
now?
Yes, you on a bonfire and trashed me. You're like, I guess that's who Shane is. I guess I don't trust him anymore. It's like, what the fuck is this? I was high when I heard
trust?
This, and I was like, what the fuck
I didn't
fuck
say
is
trust.
Yeah,
Jay, I will say,
I didn't say trust.
I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back, but you did say some crazy shit.
No, Jay was like, is there a mercy rule? I was like, no, I want a shutout.
Yeah.
I
it's a shutout either way.
I wanted the shutout.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you made the bet. This is what we told you would happen.
Hell yeah,
it
dude.
It happened. What
you
do you mean, hell
me,
yeah?
You showed me, bro.
Why are you doing that?
We're sporting men.
What did we do? We lost 11-0. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Not cry about it. We literally made a bet.
I haven't cried once about this.
Have you not cried?
Not once.
All right, sweet. All right.
Nice.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it doesn't
matter. The whole thing doesn't matter. Fume, shout out to Fume, is paying them $1,000.
Which I thought was...
Thanks, Fume.
Exactly. Thank you, Fume.
I remember a fresh-faced Shane Gillis.
I knew this was coming.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
I brought him... I don't have a lot. I can't open a lot of doors, but the doors I could open, I opened.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, he's been complicit in drugging me.
And then
clowned me in it when he didn't have to.
The best is when they do our Fume replays where we just miss.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Damn, look at the
I'll
elevation.
I'll be honest. The fear of missing that layup after the fake, dude.
Yikes.
And one.
And one.
Slapped in the face. And one. Literally slapped in the face.
You know what's the only bad thing about everyone clapping about that? Is that I'm tapping you on the back and being like, you all right?
Oh, boy.
You made the bet. You made the bet.
Yeah, Fume's paying you, I guess.
Good. Give us your Fume money.
Okay, I'll do Matt now.
You say one point.
Matt, you are an honorable man who would have chose to not clown me if you had the opportunity.
Hey,
no, Shane, Matt. You have a nice hook shot.
Here, I'll do Matt. Matt, you're an honorable man who, if you made a bet, you wouldn't try to change it at the last second like a coward.
Yeah, yeah.
And then blame literally everyone but yourself for the bet you made. What are we talking about? For real, dude. This is crazy.
How about you say something positive about Jay?
I love Jay.
No.
I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
What?
I've been very open that Jay's helped me immensely in my career. I don't know what else to say.
I don't know if I did help you immensely, but I love you.
I love you. Yeah.
Do you?
In 20 years, you'll be hanging off a cliff, and Jay will be pulling you up, and then he'll let you fall. And as you fall, he'll go, I still remember that day. Okay?
Yeah.
This will never go away.
I never forget. Matt McCusker, Shane Gillis for joining us tonight.
It's going to be the last one for a long time. See you later.
We'll catch you guys later this week. On Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace. Oh,